The campaigns of President Bush and Senator John Kerry employed sharply different strategies on the campaign trail today. John Kerry focused on the economy. His speech was tailored to reach out to women voters, a demographic where the traditional Democratic advantage appears to be somewhat smaller this year. President Bush's focus was terrorism. He repeated his charge that Senator Kerry is not up to the task of leading the country. NPR's Don Gagne has our report.
President Bush started the day in Pennsylvania, a state he has visited 41 times since taking office. This morning, he spoke at a hockey arena in Wilkes-Barre.
Just seems like yesterday I was here in Wilkes-Barre. Well, come to think of it, I was.
But that folksy greeting quickly gave way to a speech that contained a sustained assault on John Kerry, portraying the Democrat as a man who won't do what is necessary to protect the nation. Before the president took the stage, images from the World Trade Center wreckage played on the arena's giant TV screens.
Americans will go to the polls in a time of war and ongoing threat to our country. The enemies who killed thousands of innocent people are still dangerous and determined to strike us again. The outcome of this election will set the direction of the war against terror, and in this war, there is no place for confusion and no substitute for victory.
The rhetoric out of the Bush campaign could be labeled Code Red for its dire projections of what a President Kerry would be like. It includes Vice President Cheney's comments this week about terrorists detonating nuclear bombs in the U.S. and the president's latest TV advertisement, a spot his ad makers have titled Wolves. As the narrator talks about John Kerry being weak on terror, the pictures show wolves in the shadows prowling through a thick forest and ominously lounging in a clearing before suddenly making a move toward the camera.
And weakness attracts those who are waiting to do America harm.
John Kerry's running mate reacted to the ad.
This president is continuing to try to scare America in his speeches and ads in a despicable and contemptible way. The American people are smarter than they think. They're going to see through all this.
John Kerry, instead, focused on how his policies will be better for American women. In Milwaukee, he talked about what he calls the mismanaged war on terrorism. The Democrats said a president has to be able to do more than one thing at a time. He says Mr. Bush's economic policies have failed, that they have not created jobs as promised. Kerry spoke of the need for equal pay and equal treatment for women as they juggle the responsibilities of work and family, of lower wages and higher health care costs.
As you tuck your daughter in at night, you worry because you want her to go to college. You want her to have all the opportunities in the world, just like I was lucky enough to be able to provide my daughters, but you don't know how you're going to manage to afford it. Today, for far too many women, the American dream seems a million miles away because you barely got time to sleep, and when you barely got time to sleep, you barely got time to dream.
While the president talked publicly about the war on terror, privately today he signed into law a new corporate tax cut, which provides $140 billion in tax reductions for businesses. These cuts have been widely criticized by Democrats and even by Republican Senator John McCain as being a boon to special interests. The bill signing had none of the fanfare of past tax cuts. The White House defended the bill, saying it will help businesses be more competitive. But the president's spokesman offered no explanation as to why the signing took place out of the public eye. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the Bush campaign.